This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is the final week, I repeat, the final week of our wellness regime with Suzanne from Flourish Consulting. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, guys. Can you believe it? 12 weeks.
Is this the final week?
This is it.
I know, because you went on and on about it before. Yeah, okay. Cool.
You know what? I can. It kind of... At times I feel like, oh, wow, that's gone real quick. Mm. But then I think about all we've done, and I'm like, oh, no, maybe not so quick. Maybe it does actually feel like 12 weeks.
Let's hit the results because they're good.
Okay.
Can we get to the results?
Can we just tell everyone, yes, if you did the fast with us, the chocolate fast, it's now broken.
Yeah. To the junk machine.
I packed some of those little chocolate coins in my bag today.
No. I'll hold that for some really good quality chocolate.
Maybe Aaron can make his own too.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Good quality cocoa powder.
Wow, I'll give that a crack. I'll give that a go.
Or caramel powder, even better. So yes, let's talk about the results. You guys have done so well. Mm-hmm. If we look back from
can you just say that again?
You guys have done so well.
Yes, we have. Okay, let's continue.
No ego problem over there.
Not at all.
So with the waist measurement, Aaron started out at 112 centimetres and he's now 106.
Yep.
So good. Then Dan started out at 90 centimetres and he's now 87.
Yeah! Ow!
Praise God. You guys have done so well. The waist measurements are so key. They have a huge impact on whether or not we're going to get diabetes.
Oh, wow.
On a lot of health complications and issues will often come through based on that waist measurement being bigger than what it should be. So with both of you decreasing it, it's a fantastic sign. And especially Aaron losing the 6.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So with the plank position, so that was for the abdominal and the back strength, Aaron started out at 40 centimetres, being able to hold it, and now he's at 1:05.
Wow.
So good. And with Dan, he started at 1:40, and now he's on to 2:45.
There he is. We've both improved. Go abs. Let's clap hands.
Yeah. They're doing a little clap and they missed, so that we need to work on coordination maybe next time.
That's embarrassing.
Push ups.
Your fault.
Yes. Okay, Aaron started at 16 and now he's at 37.
Yes.
That's so awesome. That's a double in strength.
That's good.
And with Dan, he started at 50 and now he's 68.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
And then the last one, and I think this is the most significant, is the step test. So the step test measures our fitness, how well our heart is functioning and how able it is to be able to deal with any new stress that's placed upon it. So we're just stepping up and down over a period of 3 minutes. And the boys started out, Aaron started at 171 was his heart rate afterwards.
Wow.
In a minute. And now it's down to 116.
Yep. Thank you.
Man. But how much healthier is that? That's insane.
Just shows his heart is functioning so much better now.
That's good.
Just amazing. That's a huge result in that time. And then with Dan, he was started at 144 and now he's 112.
That's cool. So can I just say, if you didn't do this wellness regime over 12 weeks and you're hearing that and thinking, yeah, cool, I'd like to do that, you still can, because all the weeks are still on the website and you can just go by yourself week by week through to do that.
That's right. And even just if you want to try the test and then do it again in a 6-week period, the test is on the web as well, so they can get that.
Yes.
That's just awesome.
I feel good.
Thank you, Suzanne. Yeah, thank you. You are the influence here. You've done this, so thank you.
Praise God, because you guys have come through not just with your exercise, but your strength. Also, all the food that you've been eating.
Yep.
These things have had an impact, a positive impact on your families and on your friends. So if every listener was to do that, imagine how much of a difference we would have in Australia or in Sydney.
Mm, it really would be a very big difference.
There's a huge knock-on effect. So I just want to congratulate you both and I want to encourage everybody to continue doing those things. You know, after 12 weeks, it's not a quick fix. It's something that you've just put into your lifestyle slowly and now it's part of it.
Mm.
So don't just undo it. Keep with it.
Suzanne from Flourish Consulting. Here we are. Quiz time. I'm ready. Dan, we'll lose again. We're okay.
I will not.
Question one, and this one goes to Aaron. What is a way to measure the ideal size of protein at each meal? A, the thumb. B, the open palm. C, fist. Or D, the arm?
The arm, I love it. No, not the arm. The fist. It's this part of the hand, this part here. So the fist. And hang on, it's this part here.
What's that? I'll take an answer. It is the open hand.
Yes.
But hang on, I'm showing it to Dan.
I
thought that was the way you could see that.
No, that is 1 point to Dan.
No, it's no points.
Yeah, I get a point, don't I?
No, it's zero.
Yeah, she's nodding. Oh, okay, get a point. You're on
nothing. Over to Dan. Yes? Second question. The nutrient that's most important for healthy vision is vitamin K, iron, calcium, or vitamin A?
I don't care. You're wrong.
You told us this at some stage, didn't you? Vitamin A.
Yes.
I'm on two. I'm on 2 points.
Okay, Aaron. I don't care.
This is no fun anymore.
Question three. Name at least one thing we need to look at on food labels. One thing when looking at food labels.
Well, with the ingredients.
Yes.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Does anyone want to add anything else?
Protein.
But no points.
No energy. Energy, good.
Carbohydrates, sugars.
Been looking at some nutrition. No, fair enough.
Okay, all right, 2-1.
Wow, these guys are competitive.
Yeah.
Question four, over to Dan.
Yes.
Is tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
Oh, well, technically.
No, yes or no.
Because we did this debate once. Which is it? Has a seed in it, so it is a fruit.
That's correct.
3-1. See my right hand. Yeah, this is how many points I'm on.
Anyway, next question.
What is the name of the effect when you stop getting results?
It's the plateau.
Woohoo! Oh, well done. Question six, over to Dan.
I'm so
Which
nervous.
Is the source of protein out of these three? 1, almond. 2, brown rice. 3, pasta.
Almond.
Yes, you got it.
Thank you.
Over to Aaron, question seven.
Yes.
This mineral is essential for healthy red blood cells and a deficiency causes anemia.
Iron.
You got it.
Two points, because I didn't get the options.
No. You're still only on three, my friend.
Okay, Dan, the human body consists mostly of bone, muscle, or water?
Water.
You got it.
Thank you.
Over to Aaron. Question nine, butter and margarine have the same number of calories. True or false?
True. It's the fat where it goes wrong.
Oh, well
Very
done.
Very well done. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5-4.
Okay. Ooh. Over to Dan. Yes. Question 10.
Yes.
Canned or frozen fruits and vegetables contain fewer nutrients than fresh. Canned, true or false?
Canned and frozen.
Yeah.
Well, you say it's always best to go to the local market, so I would say less.
Yep, thank you, Boing. Yeah. You're gone.
Wow.
We can tie it here.
It's a tie.
So does Aaron get a point for that?
Well, yeah, because it's the other option.
So that's we're not tied. Cool. That's fair enough. Right.
Fresh is ultimately like super fresh, but if it's like old rotting carcasses of mushrooms.
So it's not necessarily better for you.
Oh, okay, final question.
Dan.
We have no more questions.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
I won the last one. We drew this one, therefore I win.
You smell. Thanks, Suzanne, for coming in. Thanks for our wellness regime.
Don't forget also, on the website, shewillflourish.com, there is recipes, there's stacks of stuff, but also your, the lady, who you do work with.
Cooking courses?
She's a food technician, which is full on, and she runs demonstrations and cooking classes and
stuff.
That's right,
so you can find
for
healthy eating, that's
beautiful.
Good.
Right. There it is, shewillflourish.com, Suzanne from Flourish Consulting, thank you very much.
Guys, thank you for the privilege and the honour. I just wish everybody in best of health.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.